on WCRB In Concert. Thanks to the Celebrity Series of Boston, we're bringing you two concerts by acclaimed chamber groups made up of members of the Berlin Philharmonic, the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, and the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. I'm Alan McClellan. The Wind Quintet plays the quintet by Carl Nielsen later on the program, but right now let's return to the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin and a string quartet by Schumann. One of the characteristics of the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin that is often commented on is its richness of sound and the unified nature of its playing. According to violinist Christian Stadelmann, that's the result of a conscious choice by the Berlin players.
It's the character of chamber music ensembles. If you pronounce more the individuality of each player, or if you strive to have more this feeling of one melody out of four instruments. And it should not be 100% one or the other. But our focus is maybe more on the blend of sound, of really sounding together and not fighting too much against each other as individuals. That's our characteristic.
And in Schumann's first string quartet, that unified sound is used to express extreme changes of mood.
Schumann was, you know, that a very divided person. He had moments in his life where he was full of joy, enthusiastic, and other moments where he was really melancholic, depressive. And in this quartet, you can hear somehow both of these parts from him. The slow movement is so deep, and on the contrary, we have also very fast movement, the scherzoso and optimistic elements. So this is, in itself, it shows changes of character.
That's Christian Stadelmann, second violin of the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. Let's listen now. The string quartet in A minor by Schumann, played by the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, in concert on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
WCRB in concert from New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. That's the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, with String Quartet No. 1 in A minor by Schumann. Four of the Berlin Philharmonic's finest string players doing what they love to do when they're not playing in the orchestra, and that is to play chamber music brilliantly. And the quartet had an encore in this Jordan Hall concert, presented by Celebrity Series of Boston, some beautiful Beethoven from his Opus 130. Thank you. Philharmonia Quartet Berlin with one of Beethoven's sweetest melodies, the fourth movement from his Opus 130 string quartet, titled Alla Danza Tedesca. And that's how this remarkable string quartet closed its concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Violinist Daniel Stabrova and Christian Stadelmann, violist Neidhart Reza, and cellist Dietmar Schwalka, all members of the Berlin Philharmonic, an orchestra which actively encourages chamber music. I'm Alan McClellan, and this is WCRB in Concert on Classical Radio Boston, 99.5 WCRB. The other Berlin ensemble we're tracking with on WCRB in Concert is the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, also presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston. And next on its program is one of the pillars of the Wind Quintet repertoire, the quintet by Danish composer Carl Nielsen. Nielsen wrote it after hearing a group of his friends rehearsing Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante. He was just entranced by the sound these instruments made together. In our conversation, horn player Fergus McWilliam had this to say about the quintet.
It was written virtually a symphony for wind quintet. And with only five instruments on the stage, you get an extraordinarily large tonal palette, a huge spectrum of sounds.
Here's the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, with a quintet written in 1922 by Carl Nielsen, in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall on WCRB.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Carl Nielsen's Wind Quintet, a quintet that's often described as symphonic, pairs of instruments creating colorful sonorities and blending perfectly. And that pretty much describes the sound made by the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet, a group that's been making music for 29 years. Flutist Michael Hasel, oboist Andreas Wittmann, clarinetist Walter Seyfert, French horn player Fergus McWilliam, and bassoonist Marianne Reinhardt, in concert on WCRB. And this audience is not going to let the quintet go without an encore. Here's horn player Fergus McWilliam to announce what it is.
If you insist. We've brought you music from all over the world. Now something right from Boston. Gunther Schuller's Blues.
Blues for Wind Quintet by Boston's own Gunther Schuller, played in concert by the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet. And it seems this audience is going to persuade them to play one more piece.
I hope you realize there is a limit to how long wind blowers can keep. It has to do with the proximity and closing time of the next bar. But we've got a piece here that was written for us by a Brazilian friend who wrote us a little suite of South American pieces. And here's a tango by Julio Medaglia, named after the car that belonged to our former bassoonist, Henning Torg, El Porsche Negro.
Thank you.
That's the Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet with an encore, a tango by Julio Medaglia, El Porche Negro. This concert was presented at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall by the Celebrity Series of Boston on WCRB in Concert. The Berlin Philharmonic Wind Quintet has been together for 29 years, and the group we heard earlier in this program, the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin, has been playing string quartets together for 32 years. Both groups made up of members of the Berlin Philharmonic, whose chamber music tradition dates back to 1882. This broadcast of the Berlin Ensembles presented by the Celebrity Series of Boston is produced on air and online by me. Our audio producer is Antonio Oliart Ross. Our thanks to the Celebrity Series of Boston for making this broadcast possible. I'm Alan McClellan. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.